From Shield to Shreds, enzymes and the breakdown of cartilage cocoons in osteoarthritis. Friction is no fun, and moving our joints freely and without pain requires that it is minimized as much as possible. Cartilage is the cushiony, slippery, and translucent tissue that lines the ends of our long bones and acts as a lubricating layer within our joints to make their movements smooth and effortless. Or at least, that's the theory. For millions of people, ease of joint movement is painfully disrupted by osteoarthritis, a condition that gradually and progressively erodes this protective and functional cartilage layer and leads to pain, stiffness, and reduced mobility. No fun at all. The work of Dr. Marina Danilash of the Department of Orthopaedic Surgery at the University Hospital of Tübingen, Germany, and her colleagues sheds new light on how this cartilage breakdown begins and proceeds. Meet matrix metalloproteinase enzymes, or MMPs for short, master regulators of cartilage remodeling, balancing renewal and destruction. In osteoarthritis, this equilibrium shifts. The researchers are decoding their precise roles, aiming to unlock targeted interventions and transformative therapies. When we think of cartilage, we often imagine a single, uniform layer of translucent tissue. However, cartilage is studded with cells called chondrocytes that create and maintain a network of fibers in the wider space around them that give cartilage its structure, flexibility, and strength. As cartilage undergoes significant abrasion during normal movement, it is a highly dynamic tissue, remodeling itself in response to mechanical and biochemical cues to maintain its structure. Chondrocytes play a key role in this process, creating and secreting the constituent components of the tissue. However, chondrocytes are also enclosed in a vital, lesser-known cocoon, called the pericellular matrix, or PCM for short. This microscopic cocoon surrounds individual chondrocytes and serves as both a shock absorber and a communication hub, helping cells to respond to mechanical forces and biochemical signals. In healthy cartilage, this matrix keeps chondrocytes well organized and functioning efficiently, and it also protects them from the mechanical demands of this dynamic tissue, enhancing their survival. However, Dr. Danilash and her team have uncovered a disturbing truth. Osteoarthritis attacks this protective chondrocyte cocoon at the very early stages of the disease, long before the visible destruction of cartilage begins. As osteoarthritis progresses, the normally well-arranged chondrocytes shift from isolated strands to larger cell clusters, indicating ongoing degeneration. This change is not random. It directly correlates with the breakdown of the PCM. Chondrocytes lose their protective environment, making them more susceptible to mechanical stress and inflammation. This disruption compromises their ability to maintain cartilage integrity, which accelerates the disease process. At the core of cartilage remodeling are MMPs, a group of enzymes that meticulously shape and maintain the extracellular environment. But in osteoarthritis, this balance is lost, and these enzymes accelerate the breakdown of the protective PCM. By analysing cartilage from 148 osteoarthritis patients, Dr. Danilash's team identified MMP2, MMP3, and MMP7 as the primary drivers of this destructive shift. To pinpoint the involvement of specific MMPs in PCM degradation, Dr. Danilash's team employed a combination of advanced laboratory techniques. Cartilage samples were collected from osteoarthritis patients undergoing knee replacement surgery, ensuring a wide range of osteoarthritis severity. These samples were then analyzed using immunohistochemistry, a technique where specific proteins, such as enzymes, are labeled with fluorescent markers or dye and then viewed using a microscope. This allowed researchers to visually track the presence and distribution of specific MMPs within the tissue. To further validate their findings, the team performed multiplexed immunoassays, a sophisticated technique that can detect multiple proteins simultaneously. This method revealed that MMP2, MMP3, and MMP7 were consistently elevated in OA-affected cartilage, Dr. Dan Alesh's research group then assessed the activation states of these enzymes, confirming that they were not just present but actively degrading the PCM. Perhaps most revealing was an experiment in which healthy cartilage was exposed to purified MMPs in a controlled environment. This approach allowed the researchers to observe in real time how collagen type 6 and perlecan, both important components of the PCM, were broken down by these enzymes. The results confirmed that MMP2 primarily degraded collagen type 6, while MMP3 and MMP7 targeted perlecan. This was a crucial discovery, as it pinpointed exactly how the PCM is dismantled during the early stages of OA. What makes these findings so significant is that they highlight the earliest stages of osteoarthritis, before irreversible damage occurs. If MMP activity can be controlled early enough, it might be possible to preserve the PCM and slow down the entire disease process. Current treatments for osteoarthritis primarily focus on managing pain and symptoms, but this research suggests a more proactive approach, targeting the enzymes responsible for the initial cartilage breakdown and actively disrupting disease processes. Potential therapies could involve developing drugs that specifically inhibit MMP2, MMP3, and MMP7, preventing them from degrading the PCM. Such treatments could help maintain joint health for much longer, offering relief to millions who suffer from osteoarthritis. Scientists are exploring tissue inhibitors of metalloproteinases, or TIMPs for short, which are proteins that naturally regulate MMP activity. By enhancing TIMP function or developing synthetic MMP inhibitor drugs, researchers hope to create new treatments that protect the PCM from early degradation. Moreover, advancements in biomaterials and regenerative medicine may provide additional ways to reinforce the PCM. Biomaterial-based scaffolds infused with TIMPs or growth factors could offer a dual approach, shielding chondrocytes while actively promoting tissue repair. Such innovations are still in their early stages, but they hold great promise for future osteoarthritis therapies. While there is no cure for osteoarthritis yet, research like that of Dr. Marina Dan Alesh and her team provides crucial insights into how the disease begins. By understanding the role of MMPs in PCM degradation, scientists can develop targeted interventions that may one day stop osteoarthritis in its tracks. For now, these findings serve as a reminder that the fight against joint degradation could start long before pain sets in. As science continues to unravel the complexities of OA, one thing remains clear. The key to healthier joints may lie in protecting chondrocyte cocoons. This audio is a summary of the paper, Proteolysis of the Pericellular Matrix, pinpointing the role and involvement of matrix metalloproteinases in early osteoarthritic remodeling in Acta Biomaterialia. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Marina Dan Alesh at marina.danalesh@med.uni-tubingen.de.